Well, Dwayne, looks like the tragedy in Texas has hit close to home, as there is a connection to Holloman Air Force Base.
Yes, the shooter in the Texas incident was a Holloman Air Force Base airman who was living on base with his wife and their child. And he had a domestic dispute between our incident between him and his wife and his child, and resulting from that, he was discharged from the Air Force and went over to Texas at that time, I believe. That was in 2012.
What kind of a discharge was it?
It was for an airman's unethical behavior or incident that he was involved in. It, from all the reporting we have, it was from the domestic dispute that happened, and I believe on base.
So it happened on base. Any ideas to how long he lived in Holloman?
No, we are unable to get that information, but it looked like it was maybe a couple of years.
Okay, Dwayne, well, I'm pretty sure you're going to be following up on that in the upcoming days and weeks to come. Let's talk about another story. Ruidoso has not been in the Alamogordo news report here recently, but they're back in the news, and it looks like this particular event turned tragic.
Yes, there was an officer-involved shooting that resulted in a suspect being killed, and one of the suspects is also recovering from his injuries in an El Paso hospital at this time. Early morning on Sunday, Ruidoso Police Department officers responded to a burglary in progress on Timberline Drive in Ruidoso, and one of the suspects drove a vehicle at police and they fired, and the result was the one injured and the other one fatally shot. And state police is now continuing the investigation on that.
Now, this was a man and a woman couple that were shot at that stole the vehicle, correct?
Yes. One of the suspects that was driving the car is Jonathan Bronnell, I believe is how you say his last name. And he drove the vehicle at an officer.
Okay, and they'll release more information and we'll follow up on that. Let's talk about something that hits close to home for me personally, because I have two kids in school, and anytime I hear that there's a lockdown, it makes my heart jump up a beat, and it looks like that happened yesterday at Alamogordo High School.
Yes, officers were looking for two suspects who had shoplifted at the Walmart here in Alamogordo, and they were pursuing them in a vehicle and were able to apprehend the person, one of the people in the vehicle at near the school. And the other one they had a foot pursuit with, and they were able to arrest that suspect as well. And once they got those two people into custody, they were able to lift the lockdown at Alamogordo High School.
Well, that's definitely good news, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Okay, thanks.